And now, Don Blackwell.
Hi, we'd like to thank you for joining us today for the Truth of the World program. If you don't have your Bible, I'd like to encourage you to get your Bible and to follow along with us. You know, there are a few things that a person could do to spend his time as wisely as he can in studying the Word of God. We're going to begin today in the book of Luke. So I invite you to take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse number 26. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. The Bible says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and will bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God.'" Friends, this account prophesies the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Now, chances are you've heard this many times. Very frequently, we discuss the fact of the virgin birth. But how often do we really consider the significance of it? You know, there are four fundamental doctrines which are foundations of Christianity. They are the virgin birth, the death of Christ on the cross for our sins, the bodily resurrection of Christ from the grave, and the second coming of Christ to raise the dead and to judge the world. And if someone denies any of these doctrines, he has denied Christianity. And perhaps the most fundamental of these fundamentals is the virgin birth of Christ. Because if it is not true, if the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is not true, then Christ was not supernatural. And if He's not supernatural, then His miracles, His death, His resurrection can all be dismissed. Friends, I want to study 3 points in our lesson today. The first one is, was Christ born of a virgin? The second one is, why was Christ born of a virgin? The third one is, why does it matter if Christ was born of a virgin? Number one, was Jesus Christ born of a virgin? Friends, we need to understand that He was. Those of us who are members of the church need to be able to defend the fact that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Because this fact is under attack. The liberals and the modernists, many are attacking this very important point of doctrine. And even some who claim to be Christians are now saying that Christ was not born of a virgin. Well, that's the question. Was Christ born of a virgin? First, I want you to notice with me that the book of Genesis says yes. After Adam and Eve had sinned in the Garden of Eden, the Lord pronounced punishment upon them and upon the serpent. Genesis 3:14 and 15, the punishment is pronounced upon the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life." Now listen to verse 15. He says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now this, friends, is the first prophecy in the Bible about Jesus Christ. And I want you to notice that He speaks about the seed of the woman. the seed of the woman. Normally, the seed is spoken of as belonging to the man, not the woman. But you see, there's something out of the ordinary being discussed here. What's the significance of this? The significance is there's no man involved. This is the first reference in the Bible to the virgin birth. You know, it's very interesting that sin entered the world by a woman, and then that the Savior would enter the world by a woman, unaided by a man. And so way back here in Genesis chapter 3, we have the scheme of redemption outlined in one verse. You see, the seed of the woman, that's the virgin birth. The serpent bruising the heel, that is Satan bringing about the death of Christ. And then him bruising the serpent's head, that's the victory in Christ, freeing man from the bondage of sin. And so we've got the scheme of redemption in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. Was Jesus born of a virgin? Genesis says yes. Secondly, appreciate with me that Isaiah says yes. In Isaiah chapter 7, Ahaz, the king of Judah, is facing imminent attack by Pekah, the king of Israel, and Rezin, the king of Syria. He's worried about it. He is very concerned. The text says his heart trembled. And so God sends the prophet Isaiah to him to ease his mind about what's going on. He tells him, the enemy is not going to win. King, don't worry about it. The enemy is not going to win. You simply need to rely upon the Lord. And then he tells King Ahaz that he should ask God for a sign in order to confirm this prophecy. But Ahaz was a foolish man. King Ahaz says, no, I'm not going to ask God for a sign. Neither will I tempt Jehovah. You see, Ahaz rejected the sign the Lord told him to ask for. And really, he rejected the Lord's help. He instead went to the king of Assyria and asked him for help. And so Isaiah turns from the king and he turns to the house of David. And he proclaimed to them, therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Ahaz rejected the sign. The Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Friends, I want you to notice this very carefully. Isaiah clearly says that Emmanuel, God with us, is what it means. Emmanuel would be born of a virgin. Friends, this verse plainly, clearly says Jesus would be born of a virgin. Now, you might think that that would settle the question. But in actuality, what has happened is this passage has turned into one of tremendous controversy. The Jews reject this verse as referring to the virgin birth of Christ because they reject Christ as the Messiah. The modernists reject this verse as referring to the virgin birth because they are forever trying to take the so-called mythology out of the Bible. The virgin birth, friends, would be miraculous, and so they would consider that mythology. It must be denied. And so what some people have done is to take the word virgin in Isaiah 7:14 and they've changed it. They've changed it to young woman. But ladies and gentlemen, you see, there's a big difference in a virgin and a young woman. They are not necessarily the same thing at all. One version that has done this, that has changed the word virgin, is the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Now, I want to ask the question, why? Why has this been done? Is it because some individuals have studied the evidence and the evidence indicates that this word should have been changed? No, it's not that. In fact, the evidence indicates just the opposite. The Hebrew word translated as virgin here is the word Alma. And the fact of the matter is that the word Alma is the only word in the only word that is consistently used to describe a virgin. In fact, it never refers to anything but a virgin. Now, there's another word that sometimes can be translated as virgin, and that's the word of Bethulah. But this word is not always a virgin. In Joel 1 and 8, it's used of a married woman. We also have a clue about the meaning of this particular word, Alma, in its root. Alma comes from a word that means to conceal. One writer said he believed this originally came from the practice of keeping virgins hidden from the view of men. Adam Clark, the famed commentator, suggested that it denoted a woman concealed from a man, a virgin, in other words. Beck said, "I have searched exhaustively for instances in which Amma might mean a non-virgin or a married woman." He said there is no passage where Amma is not a virgin. Nowhere in the Bible or elsewhere does Amma mean anything but a virgin. And if this is not enough to convince you, friends, when we come to the New Testament, Matthew once and for all settles the question for us. In Matthew 1, 20-23, in the prophecy of Jesus' birth, Joseph is told that Mary would bring forth a son, that he was to call his name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. Verse 22 tells us all this was done to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, and he quotes Isaiah 7:14, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. I want you to notice the fact that when Matthew quotes Isaiah, he uses the word virgin, not young woman. Very significant is the fact that when Matthew uses the word virgin, he uses the Greek word parthenos. This is a word that refers only to a virgin. It cannot be translated to mean just a young woman. You know, the Parthenon in Greece is named for the goddess Athena, the virgin goddess. And so Matthew quotes Isaiah and by divine commentary tells us once and for all that the woman being considered in Isaiah 7:14 is a virgin who would bear a son. Now some have thought that this may be referring to some woman other than the mother of Jesus. But friends, remember, he says this woman would bear a son whose name would be Emmanuel, God with us. This could be a reference to no one but the Son of God. Some have suggested that this may be a double fulfillment. That is, that it had reference to someone in Isaiah's day, but also to Christ. But that can't be right, because the child to be born was God with us. And that can only be one person. That is Jesus Christ. And secondly, if this referred to someone in Isaiah's day and also to the mother of Jesus, then friends, we have two virgin births. Now they would say, no, that's not what we mean. We're saying there was a woman in Isaiah's day who was a virgin at the time of the prophecy, but who would later marry and conceive and have a son, and she would be a type of Mary, the mother of Jesus, a type-antitype situation. But that can't be right, because if she's not a virgin at the time of birth, then she's not a type of Mary. Friends, there are several things that you can absolutely know positively about Isaiah 7:14. First, it teaches that a virgin will bring forth a son. Secondly, he will be Emmanuel, God with us. And thirdly, this happened only one time in history and therefore cannot have a double fulfillment. Was Jesus born of a virgin? The New Testament also says yes. First in Matthew, we mentioned just a moment ago that Matthew identifies the mother of Jesus as being a virgin. And he uses the word that can only refer to a virgin. But I want you to listen how specifically this is laid out in Matthew's account. In chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, in verse 18 we are told that the child that Mary was pregnant with was that of the Holy Ghost. In verse 20, Joseph is assured that that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verse 23, we're told that a virgin would be with child and would bring forth a son. Verse 25, in case anyone has missed the point that she is a virgin, it is further stressed by saying that Joseph knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, which incidentally tells us that she was not forever a virgin. He knew her not until. Secondly, Luke also assures us of this fact. In Luke 1, 26-35, Luke makes this as abundantly clear as possible. Jesus was born of a virgin. Verse 27, Mary is twice identified as a virgin in that one verse. In verse 34, after the angel tells Mary that she's going to have a child, Mary asks the question, "How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?" She says the obvious thing, and that is, "I can't have a child, I'm a virgin." The angel The angel answered her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." You see what we're being told? Mary pointed out that by natural processes it would be impossible for her to have a child. The angel tells her, "Mary, it's not going to be by natural processes. This is going to be a miracle." Was Jesus born of a virgin? Friends, I do not know of anything that the Bible states more clearly and plainly than this fact. If a person does not accept the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, he simply does not believe the Bible. Here's our second question. Why was Jesus born of a virgin? First, was Jesus born of a virgin? We say absolutely yes. But secondly, why was Jesus born of a virgin? First, Jesus was born of a virgin because it was necessary for His mission. What was His mission? Part of Jesus' mission was to reveal God to man. He had to be born of a virgin to do that. John 1:18 says, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him." John 14:9, Jesus said, "He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father." Friends, you see, as Jesus was born of a virgin, He took upon Him a physical body and He dwelt among us and we saw God in the flesh. It was also necessary for Jesus to be born of a virgin to taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:9 tells us that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. That is, He was born of a human being for the suffering of death, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Why was Jesus born of a virgin? Because it was necessary so that He could be a human being and die for us. You see, if Christ had not been born of a virgin, He could not have accomplished His mission. To be born of a virgin was necessary in order for Christ to be a Christian's high priest. Listen to Hebrews 4:14-15. The Bible says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Ladies and gentlemen, this could not have been said about Christ had He not been born of a virgin and lived as a human being. Why was Jesus born of a virgin? So that He could be our perfect high priest. Finally, why was Jesus born of a virgin? So that He could be the mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God, and there's one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ." Friends, why is Christ qualified to be the one who is that one mediator? It is because He is the only being who has been both God and man. Because He has been tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. He is fully qualified both in His deity and in His humanity. You see, the virgin birth was necessary for Him to be the perfect mediator. It is what qualified Him in His humanity. But secondly, I want you to notice, why was Jesus born of a virgin? Because it was necessary not only for His mission, but also for His manifestation. Friends, appreciate with me that Jesus existed. Christ existed from all eternity. His birth was not His beginning. John 1:1 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That's talking about Christ. Micah 5:2 speaks of Christ and says, "Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." John 8:58, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." You see, the virgin birth was the means by which He was made manifest to us. It was the means by which Spirit, deity, became flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "God was manifest in the flesh." John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Philippians 2 sums up this entire point in two verses, talking about Christ. It says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But listen to verse 7. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, 6 through 8. Friends, Christ was born of a virgin because it was necessary for his manifestation. Listen to this very carefully, please. Jesus somehow had to go from spirit to flesh. But being born of natural processes would not have worked. Because to be born of natural processes, Jesus would have had a physical father. And then, if he had a physical father, he would not have been deity. And so you see, a miracle was required. And that miracle was the virgin birth. And so by the means of the virgin birth, Christ was made manifest to us. Here's our next point, very briefly. Was Jesus born of a virgin? Yes, he was. Why was he born of a virgin? Because of his mission, because of his manifestation. But thirdly, why does it matter if Jesus was born of a virgin? You know, someone might think, it doesn't really make any difference, does it? Someone might think, I can still be a Christian and not believe in the virgin birth. But friends, that's not true. You can't. Why is this so important? Because if Jesus was not born of a virgin, then we cannot trust our Bibles. In this lesson, we've noticed numerous statements from the pages of Scripture that tell us that Jesus would be born of a virgin. Matthew 1:23 specifically says, a virgin shall bring forth a son. Then to turn around and say that Mary was not a virgin. Friends, that reflects on the reliability of the Scriptures. Friends, if Mary was not a virgin, then we cannot trust anything that this book says. Why does it matter if Jesus was born of a virgin? Because if Jesus was not born of a virgin, then he was not deity. You see, Jesus was the Son of Man and the Son of God because he had a woman for his mother, but God as his Father. But if you take away the virgin birth and you make it a natural birth, then you've taken God out of the picture. And if you take God out of the picture, then Jesus was not deity. He was not Emmanuel, God with us. Why does it matter if Jesus was born of a virgin? Friends, it matters. Because if Jesus was not born of a virgin, then Christ was a liar. In John 3:16, Jesus said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now the fact that He was begotten of the Father is pointing to the virgin birth. And so, if Christ was not begotten of the Father and born of a virgin, then His claims about Himself were nothing but lies. Why is it so important if Jesus was born of a virgin? Why does it matter? It matters because if Jesus was not born of a virgin, He could not have accomplished His mission. He could not have revealed God to man because He would not have been deity. He could not have tasted death for every man because He would not have been the perfect sinless sacrifice. He could not be our high priest. He could not be the mediator between God and man because He would not have been qualified to do so. Friends, if Christ was not born of a virgin, then we can't trust our Bibles. Then Jesus was not deity. Then Christ was a liar. He could not have accomplished His mission. Was Jesus born of a virgin? Friends, beyond a shadow of a doubt, He was. Why was Jesus born of a virgin? Because it was the only way to accomplish His mission. Why does it matter if Jesus was born of a virgin? Friends, because Christianity stands or falls on the truth or the falsehood of this issue. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He did accomplish His mission. And everything that it means to be a Christian has its basis in this fact.